This is In the News for February 14th, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. First story today from the New Standard at newstandardnews.net. Medicare drug plan benefits industry at seniors' expense. This is written by Aaron Kasson, dated today, February 14th. Recent research into the new Medicare Part D prescription drug benefit program shows the pharmaceutical industry poised to reap billions in taxpayer funds under the new plan. The data lends new fuel to the fight led by seniors and their advocates to overhaul the program, which took effect January 1st. Under the design of the current scheme, private insurers, not the Medicare administration, provide coverage to enrollees, some of who previously received coverage under Medicaid and others who never had government-subsidized prescription drug coverage. According to a January report by the progressive think tank Center for Economic Policy Research, program's cost to state and federal taxpayers estimated at $776 billion for the next 8 years, and its notorious complexity are predictable symptoms of the legislation. Dean Baker, the report's author, said, quote, Congress deliberately designed the bill in a way that would ensure that private insurance companies would provide the benefit instead of the Medicare administration or a single designated provider. This design both substantially increased the cost of drugs and administrative costs in addition to making the drug program much more complicated for beneficiaries. Again, that's from the report written by the author Dean Baker. A large portion of the 14.3 million enrollees in the program are people who qualify for Medicare and Medicaid. These 6.2 million seniors and people with disabilities used to receive prescription drug coverage through Medicaid, but were automatically switched to the Medicare drug benefit when it went into effect. When providing drugs through Medicaid, pharmaceutical companies were required to guarantee the government discounts of 15% or more on drugs, but under the new plan, the Medicare administration is prohibited from negotiating with the pharmaceutical industry to lower drug prices. Instead, the multitude of private insurance companies that are providing coverage to Part D enrollees are tasked with negotiating prices with private drug companies. According to the CEPR report, Medicare could secure substantial discounts from the drug manufacturers because of the massive amount of business the organization would bring to the pharmaceutical industry. There are currently 42 million Medicare beneficiaries eligible for Part D. Again, the author of the report, Baker, wrote, in quote, in principle, as long as drug companies can cover their production costs and earn a normal profit on their sales, they would profit by selling the drugs to Medicare rather than being excluded from this huge market, end quote. According to Baker's calculations, which are based on prices other countries and other U.S. government agencies are able to negotiate, giving the Medicare administration's collective bargaining power could result in a total projected savings of between $370 and $785 billion over 8 years, depending on the scenario. Again, this is from the New Standard at newstandardnews.net, written by Aaron Kasson. Next up from Knight Ritter. Also dated today, February 14th, Cheney's companion at fault in shooting, White House says. This is written by William Douglas. The White House blamed the 78-year-old man whom Vice President Dick Cheney shot during a weekend quail hunting trip in Texas for the incident, as officials struggled Monday to explain why they waited nearly 24 hours before making the news public. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan tried to absolve Cheney of blame for shooting wealthy Austin lawyer Harry Whittington, saying that hunting, quote, protocol was not followed by Mr. Whittington when it came to notifying others that he was there. And so, you know, unfortunately, these types of hunting accidents happen from time to time, end quote. Several hunting experts were skeptical of McClellan's explanation. They said Cheney might have violated a cardinal rule of hunting, know your surroundings before you pull the trigger. Mark Burkhauser, the incoming president of the International Hunter Education Association, said, quote, particularly identify the game that you are shooting and particularly identify your surroundings, that it's safe to shoot. Every second, you're adjusting your personal information that it is safe area to shoot or it's not a safe area to shoot, end quote. Safe hunting rules published by the National Rifle Association and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department echo Burkhauser's advice. Cheney has a Texas non-resident hunting license, but he failed to get a $7 stamp that requires to hunt games, that's required to hunt game birds. The vice president's office said in a statement Monday night, he has since sent a check to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department to buy the stamp, the statement said. Whittington was listed in stable condition Monday at a hospital in Corpus Christi, Texas, with birdshot wounds to his face, neck, and chest. The shooting occurred about 5:30 p.m. Saturday at the Armstrong Ranch, a 50,000-acre spread in South Texas owned by friends of the president. White House and Texas law enforcement officials haven't provided a detailed account of the incident. Catherine Armstrong, one of the ranch's owners, said Cheney, Whittington, another hunter got out of their vehicle to shoot a covey of quail. Third member of the hunting party was the U.S. ambassador to Switzerland, Pamela Williford, a Texan and a Bush family friend. Whittington shot a bird and went to get it, breaking from Cheney and Williford. Armstrong said Whittington then came up from behind without signaling, and as a covey flushed, Cheney wheeled and fired his 28-gauge shotgun, hitting Whittington. Whittington was tended at the scene by Cheney's medical detail before being taken to the hospital by ambulance. Though the shooting happened Saturday afternoon, it didn't become public knowledge until Armstrong notified the Corpus Christi Caller Times, her local paper, at midday Sunday. The White House then confirmed news media requests for verification. The lag between the shooting and the reporting of it prompted questions about why a private citizen, not the government, was disclosing a shooting involving the vice president. McClellan said Monday that Cheney's staff didn't immediately inform the media because the first priority was tending to Whittington's health. McClellan said White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove told Bush around 8 p.m. Saturday that Cheney had shot Whittington, but McClellan said he himself didn't learn that Cheney was the shooter until around 6 a.m. Sunday. He said he urged Cheney's office to get the information out as quickly as possible. The news broke nationally about 3:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Sunday. Again, that's from Knight Ridder, written by William Douglas. An editorial note, some people are speculating, and it is speculation, that the reason they waited 24 hours is so that the vice president could sober up. Again, that's just speculation. And shouldn't he be charged with hunting without the proper license? Isn't that poaching? Anyway, on to the third story today, third and final story. This is from High Country News at hcn.org. This is out of Colorado. Lawmakers chop up renewable energy fund. This is by Laura Paskus. As the demand for renewable energy becomes palpable across the West, lawmakers have taken a bold step. They slashed the U.S. Department of Energy's budget for renewable energy programs and directed funding towards such projects in their own districts. In mid-November, Congress cut about $160 million from the Energy Department's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy Program, reducing it by 35% from 2005. As a result, the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden, Colorado, will suffer about a 12% cut to its $200 million annual budget. The lab's director, who oversees more than 900 scientists working on research projects ranging from solar and wind technology to alternative fuels and energy efficiency, is faced with laying off as many as 100 employees within the next few weeks. Much of the money that might have gone to the lab is instead being siphoned towards quote-unquote directed projects selected by individual lawmakers. For instance, Senator Harry Reid, Democrat of Nevada, earmarked more than $39 million for energy projects in his state, including $18.9 million to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, for projects like hydrogen fuel cell and biofuel development. Such quote-unquote piecemealing will inevitably slow efforts to develop renewed energy sources and improve energy efficiency, says lab spokesman George Douglas. Rather than ensuring stable funding for long-term national projects, lawmakers are instead, quote, more narrowly focused on their congressional constituencies, unquote, and that was from George Douglas. He continued, congressionally directed spending does harm toward the greater goal more often than it does any good. Again, that was a quote, and it's written by Laura Paskus of High Country News at hcn.org. This has been In the News for February 14th, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOW LP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. We'll talk to you next time.